From Washington, this is VOA News. The death toll in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, from a massive truck bomb has now risen to 90. More than 300 were wounded. The bomb exploded Wednesday morning in the central Wazir Akhban Khan section of the city, which is home to embassies and government offices. Dozens of vehicles and buildings were damaged. Afghan officials said the explosives were packed in a sewage tanker. The U.S. State Department said 11 American citizens working as contractors in Afghanistan were injured. None of their injuries is considered life-threatening. The Afghan intelligence agency has blamed the Haqqani network, allegedly based in neighboring Pakistan. It fights alongside the Taliban. The agency also said Pakistan's spy agency helped to plan the attack. Multiple news agencies are now reporting that President Trump will pull the United States out of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. It's a major reversal of Obama-era policy that analysts say will please the president's supporters but anger America's allies. Just a few days ago, 22 Republican senators wrote to Trump asking him to, quote, make a clean break from the Paris Agreement. News of the pending American pullout from the accord has prompted worried reactions among European allies. The agreement is meant to curb the Earth's heating by cutting carbon dioxide emissions from burning fossil fuels and reducing any further negative impacts from climate change like sea level rise, droughts, and more intense weather. Should Trump choose to pull the U.S. out of the agreement, America would join Syria and Nicaragua as the only non-participating countries. You are listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump again attacked congressional investigations into his campaign links to Russia on Wednesday. He claims opposition Democrats are blocking the testimony of one of his former aides who wants to clear his name. Hours after President Trump criticized comedian Kathy Griffin Wednesday for appearing in a photograph holding a reproduction of a severed, bloody head that resembled him, Griffin has lost a high-paying television job. CNN has terminated an agreement with Griffin to co-host its New Year's Eve coverage. Earlier in the day, it said the picture was disgusting and offensive. And in an early morning tweet, Trump said the image was disturbing, particularly to his children. A man has been arrested, two others missing in China, after claims they discovered labor violations at a company that makes shoes for Ivanka Trump, the daughter of President Trump.
China Labor Watch, a New York-based advocacy group that employed the men, reported their arrest and disappearances Wednesday amid President Xi Jinping's crackdown on the country's advocacy groups and civil society. According to China Labor Watch, labor activist Hua Haifeng was arrested in Jiangxi province on suspicion of illegally using eavesdropping equipment. Hua and two other labor activists had been covertly investigating labor conditions at two Chinese factories that make shoes for Trump and other brands. In the past year, dozens of human rights activists have been detained in China. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Floods and landslides that followed monsoon rains in Sri Lanka have now killed at least 202 people. The country's Disaster Management Center said 96 people are missing and almost 80,000 people have been displaced and are in temporary shelters. The rain began falling late last week. Flooding and mudslides have destroyed hundreds of buildings and homes and have covered roads and farmland. More than 600,000 people have been affected. Two U.S. aircraft carriers have begun military exercises together in the Sea of Japan, U.S. Navy officials tell VOA. The carriers, along with the ships and aircraft assigned to each, began dual operations in international waters within the sea on Wednesday. The exercise is beginning just days after North Korea launched another missile into the Sea of Japan. On World No Tobacco Day Wednesday, the United Nations warned that more than 7 million people die prematurely every year from tobacco-related causes, and it said tobacco is a costly drain on national economies. The UN's World Health Organization urged governments to put in place strong tobacco control measures. It says by 2030, about 80% of the world's tobacco-related mortality will be in low- and middle-income countries. There's more on these and other stories anytime at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.